Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The last thing the podcast world needs, three more idiots with a podcast. Too bad. We're here to debate the hottest topics of the week. Who will be today's biggest idiot?
I'm an idiot.
Welcome to another episode of the Idiots Podcast. I'm Steve, a podcast that talks about everything, anything, nothing, all at the same time. It's a true miracle, and we simply go where the tangent winds take us. And this is episode 10, and I'm joined for this historic moment. We're in double digits by Joe, Italian Joe. Welcome, Joe.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Sweet. Kevin just took off again.
Damn, Kevin.
It's becoming a trend with Kevin. Hey, Kevin, you want to do a podcast later? Oh, we're going to do it today? Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, podcast. Yeah, sure. 5 o'clock rolls around. Kevin's desk is completely empty. So
Crickets.
He's off to his Tinder hookups, and that's fine. I guess that's probably more exciting than doing this podcast. Until we got, you know, hundreds of thousands of listeners and we get some sponsorships and we're getting some money coming in and he's no longer part of it. He's like, why am I not doing it anymore?
Yeah, he's too busy swiping right.
Yeah, exactly. So instead we've got someone coming to fill in for Kevin, and this is his first time on the show, and his name is Jared.
Hey, guys.
Say hello. Well, you did it already. There he is. And Jared works with us, and Jared is... He's an interesting fella, Joe, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's interesting. He's interesting looking. Interesting in the way he talks, what he says.
I have not figured him out yet.
That's very nice of you guys. Appreciate the kind
just
words.
Don't know what to think about him yet. He's kind of like one of those guys. That you just kind of hung out with him one night, though, and he and his wife, and they were really cool to hang out with. So I think Jared's pretty cool.
He's just like a guy that's in an uncomfortable chair all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, or the table's just kind of lopsided. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel right now.
Fix your mic. Have it point up straight. You're talking to the side of it, rookie.
Is it like this?
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's much better. More uncomfortable in the chair now.
The FNG. Go figure, Steve.
It is amazing how hard a podcast is for some people.
Well, I've never even listened to a podcast before. Now I'm on one.
There you go. Now you sound like you're in the room with us.
I can't wait to tell my parents about this.
You're moving up in the world.
Or my wife.
I don't know if you want them to listen, but you can risk it if you want. Anyway, the last show got a lot of great reviews. Italian Joe, your wife listened, and she said she liked it.
She did.
That is amazing. She enjoyed it. That made me feel very good, and I assume she's listening to this one. Welcome back, Mrs. Italian Joe. Hey, Joe, do you know what time it is?
Let me guess. It's... what time is it?
It's time for news headlines!
There we go.
Very good. So we're going to start off with Bill Cosby. Disgraced comedian Bill Cosby will serve 3 to 10 years in jail for grabbing chicks and having fun back when he was a whole lot younger. What do you think of that?
I think he's going to be eating a lot of Jell-O.
Yeah, in prison, a lot of Jell-O, right? And what did you say about his pudding pop earlier, Joe?
Oh, he's putting his pudding pop where it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Jell-O pudding pops! Jell-O pudding pops!
The former television superstar and comedian. He had a squeaky clean fatherly image at one time, but he was found guilty of 3 counts of felony aggravated indecent assault. And that's it. And that could be a life sentence for that guy because he's pretty old.
Yeah, 81.
Yeah.
Right, 81.
Quick story about that. I organized a function a few years ago, and a woman got involved. Her name was Lisa, and she told me a story how she was part of the lawsuit against Bill Cosby. And I thought, really? And getting to know her, she was a little off her rocker, and that's putting it nicely. So I just kind of passed it off. Well, sure enough, a few nights later, I'm watching something like Entertainment Tonight, and there's Gloria Allred, the attorney for the women accusing Cosby of this stuff. And sitting behind Gloria Allred is that woman, Lisa. Wow. I was like, but let me tell you, getting to know Lisa as one of Bill Cosby's accusers, if that's what all his accusers are like, then I feel really sorry for the guy because she is definitely out there.
Well, that's why I use the drugs to make it easier.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. The next story, I sent you guys a video. Manspreading. A Russian activist has taken a stand against manspreading.
It just sounds so bad.
Yes, another assault on men. This time, it's a problem that apparently some women have with the way men sit on trains and other forms of public transportation with their legs spread. They call it a sign of aggression. And they're taking up space, supposedly. So, Joe, tell the audience what this woman did.
Well, this woman in Russia, she fills up a water bottle with water and bleach. And she'll sit on a subway, sit there, watch men sit down on the seat on the subway. If their legs are sitting there, they're spread open, she'll go over and squirt water right in their crotch.
Yep.
So then their crotch is wet, and then it bleaches their pants.
Yep.
Okay. I guess this is in some kind of offensive to women. Have they ever tried to sit there with the equipment that we have?
I know.
It's sometimes you have to sit with your legs open.
Well, if you watch the video, we'll post it on our website at idiotspod.com. Check it out. You can see that she's just pretty much splashed on guys with this right. water, regardless of how they're sitting there. I'll tell you what would you, Joe? What would you do, Joe? Let's start with Jared. Jared, what would you do if a woman or anybody walked up to you? But let's just say a woman, to keep it honest here, walked up and squirted water into your crotch.
Well, I'm just naturally manspreading right now, and
yes, you are.
Before this conversation came up,
I'm just missing some bleach.
Just sitting like a normal man, but I'd be pretty upset, just because these are my pants. You know, I don't want to walk around the rest of the day with bleach on them, or for the rest of the life of the pants, there's gonna be a bleach stain on them. So, what's the point of that? What are you gonna get across there?
I think I would punch her. I think I would.
If you wanted to be treated equally, you should be accepting of a punch.
Right.
I agree, but you haven't. I don't think Jared saw the whole video. Joe, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Chick is kind of hot.
Is she?
Yeah,
she's cute, but still. She's going around squirting bleach water on your crotch. The one guy was sleeping. He was passed out in the video.
If a girl like that looked like that, showed me any type of attention, even that kind, I'd be like, wow, well, this is great.
I would go into my fight mode, Steve. I'd drop my pants and put up the fist.
Yes, that would actually be pretty good.
I don't know. I don't think you want any bleach on yourself with your pants off, though. That's
good point.
That's even more dangerous. Good. And this is another reason why we should not go to Russia.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Sorry to all the Russian listeners out there. But
what surprised me are all the guys in Russia that didn't really do anything about it. I thought the Russian men had more going on for them when it came to their pride, but I guess not.
I don't think they their equality of women is not the same as it is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the story I didn't get in last week, but there's an update to it, so I can definitely get it in today. A Texas high school superintendent, he resigned after what he said on social media about Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson had a really bad game a couple weeks ago, and on social media somewhere, thinking that it was an anonymous quote or an anonymous message that he was posting, he said, in a sense, blacks can't be quarterbacks in the NFL. A high school superintendent.
How do you put something accidentally on social media
exactly.
and expect
today, right?
To be like, oh, I do this by, and you know what? You kind of deserve to be if you're going to put your opinions out on social media. That's enough to deserve to be to losing of your job if it's going to be that stupid.
Yes, no doubt.
But when he thought that it wasn't going to be tracked back to him, that kind of blows your mind. It's like, hello, you put anything on the internet and be tracked back to you,
and that brings
especially
us
on Facebook.
And that brings us to our first topic of the day, and the topic is social media dangers. So you have to be very, very, very careful in this day and age in what you say on social media. I mean, you can probably go out there and make fun of old white men or white men in general or white people or certain religious cultures, Christianity. You can make fun of that on social media as much as you want. But as soon as you cross the line and start talking about other groups, you're in a lot of trouble. What do you guys think about being able to get fired or face consequences of many kinds of but after saying by saying things in your private time.
You can say whatever you want to a white man. They're not going to be offended.
Right.
But what about losing your job or facing other consequences? Some people are shamed publicly for things that they say in private on social media, or maybe not just social media, but anywhere else.
Well, if it's in private and you send a message to somebody in private and they make it public, that's shame on them. But if you're just blurting out anything everywhere, you got to kind of be careful, because nowadays when you go for a job interview, and if it's a big corporation, they'll search everything on you. They'll right. search your social media. They'll look at your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube account and whatnot. And if something's on there that doesn't go with how they think, you probably won't get the job. And now if you have a job, this came across, we had the situation with one of my last employers. We had an employee who put something on Facebook about, I want to say it could have been, I think it was a racist comment. Somebody saw it, somebody contacted the employer, and that person I'm getting fired over it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want something like that representing your company.
Exactly. And if they show where you work, and then they come back at you and say, hey, why do you hire somebody that, or employ somebody that does this, it does put a bad taste in people's mouth. Now, will that put a bad taste in my mouth? That why is this company hiring this person? No, because that's just the person, not the company. Now, if there's multiple people, the whole company's like that, yeah, there's an issue.
Hmm.
So some people get a little too sensitive about it, I think. Though.
Well, I saw your Facebook page. Joe, I have no idea how you got hired here.
So many Italian flags.
Exactly. A lot of people, there's very a lot of nice. People making the pasta yeah. on there, too.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Feel good story of the week. Miss Utah takes an autistic kid to his school dance as a way of getting back at bullies who were making fun of him. Said the bullies apparently were sending him fake invitations to homecoming. And so Miss Utah, or Miss Utah hopeful, I guess it is, she got wind of the story. And so she took this autistic kid to the dance, and they had a great time. What do you think of that, Joe? Isn't that nice?
That's wonderful. In their face, that's all I'm going to say.
In your face. What do you think, Jared?
I want to say thank you for pointing out Miss Utah hopeful takes autistic kid to school.
Right.
Dance.
Yes, exactly.
Because she's not Miss Utah. She's not earned it yet.
Right, not earned it yet.
But this is going to help her case.
Exactly. Jeez, I never even thought about that. I wonder if there are some motives behind this story.
I'm kind of trying to look up an image right now to see what Miss Utah is.
That's kind of thrown it in the other contestant's face.
Well, apparently this kid got lucky with this Miss Utah hopeful at the end of the night, but he was unable to continue because the screaming from her really bothered him.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I thought he went with Miss Utah, not Miss Idaho.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Miss Idaho. Come on.
Idaho! Oy,
you are going to get so much email for that.
Insert wow. the drum. Okay, Dunkin' Donuts is dropping Dunkin' from their name, and they're just going to be called Donuts. What do you guys think about that?
Wait, isn't the other way around?
Jared's like, I haven't really given that one much thought.
How is Dunkin' Donuts even in business still? Have you been to a Dunkin' Donuts recently?
That's good.
There's none here.
You know, I haven't. But, of course, in this area, it's Tim Hortons all over the place. But true. I'm not a really big, huge donut fan. If somebody brings them in, I'll certainly just tear into them. But I don't go
shopping. I have
shopping
to say something. You said they're dropping the word Dunkin' from there.
Yes.
They're dropping the word donuts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jag.
Oh, I am a Jag. Making the pasta. Steve's mom. Who keeps banging into something over here?
That was me.
Well, just sorry. Relax over there. You're right. I'm sorry. Dunkin' Donuts is dropping the donuts from their name. They're going to be just Dunkin'.
So it's going to be America Runs on Dunkin'?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That
sounds
correct.
Stupid.
Thanks. Isn't that that's what they have going on now?
Thank you for catching that, Joe. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Steve.
Like I said. Dunkin' Donuts is terrible.
Yeah. So that brings us to the next topic of the day, and that is donuts. Real quick, Jared, what's your favorite donut?
Ooh, brand or type?
The type.
I like a good Crewler.
Crewler?
Yeah. Ooh,
it's in a crowler?
I have no idea.
Crowler, Crewler. You just...
The one that's all rigidy.
You're not
it's
really...
It's rigidy, and it's kind of like an open pocket in the inside of it.
Oh, okay. So you're serious. You like the Crewler, Crawler, whatever you call it.
It's ribbed for his pleasure.
Oh, jeez.
Joe and I have had this conversation before.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to hear about that conversation.
Kevin is really missing out on this.
He is.
Joe, what's your favorite donut?
I like the red velvet. We're going fancy.
Yeah, you are fancy.
Yep.
For me, it's the Boston cream. I think if you took a poll, 9 out of 10 people would agree. Well, only 1 out of 3 here, but
Boston
the
cream.
Boston cream.
Boston cream is pretty good.
Yeah, where do you get your donuts from?
Like I said, I don't really go out and buy donuts. My kids like donuts, so I'll maybe stop and get some donuts for them. I actually hardly ever partake in the donuts when I go with my kids. But if somebody brings the donuts in here, which happens enough,
you'll partake.
I've gained a lot of weight.
Is the Boston cream is the yellow filling?
Yes.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
You don't like really? The Boston cream?
I do not like the Boston
really?
Cream. It reminds me of like Fleming. And just the
they make a Boston cream cake at Wegmans.
I will never be purchasing that.
It's
Boston
delicious.
Cream cake from Wegmans.
They're kind of to me like an eclair.
Yep.
And eclairs are delicious. Delicious. Okay, another really cool video we're going to post.
I can't even talk about this. It's just disgusting. It's just you're eating a baked good full of like phlegm.
Man, you're manspreading and this in the Boston cream donut.
I cannot help but manspread. Jeez. And I hope there's no bleach in this office.
You know what I will? Oh, jeez. Okay, listen. Another video that we're going to put on our website. A WWE star is knocked out cold. Of course, you know, like wrestling is supposedly fake. But not when you watch this video. Wrestler Liv Morgan was briefly knocked out during a tag team match against Brie Bella on the company's flagship television program, Monday Night Raw. Check out the video on our website again. This was a nice kick to the head, and you guys have got to see it. She got popped in the head and was knocked out.
Do you think they're going to have a cat fight when she wakes up?
That's so dumb, Joe.
I know.
Is it the blonde girl with the blue tongue?
I don't know. I just know she got... I think it was the blonde girl. That brings us to the next topic of the day, and that is... Why do so many people enjoy watching people get knocked out?
It's just addicting.
It is. It is addicting. I'll sit on my phone at night. I'm going to just watch a couple videos, I think, before I fall asleep. Before I know it, 2 hours later, I'm watching the 17th person get knocked out cold. Knocked the out.
Yeah, we live in a sick society where there's just that many people being knocked out, and there's that many other people filming it, and there's all the rest of us just watching it at nighttime before we go to bed.
You got knocked the out.
And what I'm surprised is that people still watch wrestling.
Yeah, really does. That's probably a better topic right there. How does anybody sit there and watch a bunch of people pretend to fight for 2-3 hours?
Now, I remember when I was a kid back in like the early 90s when wrestling, it might have been the heyday of wrestling, you know, WWF, and they had all these big time superstars.
Like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch.
Macho Man. It was a good show. It was acting.
And they were getting knocked out by chairs. And
okay, so I suppose if you're 9, 10, 11 years old, but by the time you're 40... better stop watching wrestling. Do you not agree with that one?
I agree.
Yes. It's probably the same conversation people have about, like, you know, why do some people still watch the NFL? Is that the same thing?
No.
It's not fake, but it's...
Nah, it's not the same thing.
But it's not... but the NFL is not near. The same thing. The NFL is not the same thing anymore.
No. Well, the NFL wasn't the same back in
maybe
the 50s.
It's the same as why do people still watch soap operas? That would be...
Are they still on?
Yeah. Somewhat. Those programs have been going on for like 40 years.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm at work all day. I don't get to sit home and watch soap operas like some people.
Yeah.
I have a job.
Do you?
Okay.
Sort of.
Do you guys know what time it is now?
Go home.
Next topic.
It's trivia time! This is Jared's first time into the arena, the trivia arena. So get ready, Jared. As long as Joe was looking over my shoulders and getting the answers like he was a couple weeks ago, we're good to go. And this is how it works, Jared.
Competitive advantage.
Okay.
I say a question. The first person to call out their name, that's how you buzz in, gets to answer the question. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. That prevents you guys from just shouting out your name. And the first one to 5 points wins. And the other is declared the biggest idiot.
Yeah.
So I got to call it my own name.
The winner gets lunch tomorrow on me here in the office. Okay, here we go. question number, there's three categories: sports, movies, and music. So I'll flip, jumble them up here. And again, you call out your name to ring in. Let's get it going. First question: who holds the record for the most Olympic gold medals in swimming?
Joe. Michael Phelps.
You got it. Michael Phelps. Joe is up 1-0.
It seemed like it was just going to be too obvious of an answer. Yeah. And I was like, didn't that chick win a bunch of them?
Dude, I had dumbed down these questions over the last few weeks because I got just skewered by these guys. Oh, the questions are too hard. They're too
ridiculous.
Hard.
Ridiculous questions.
What, like, one of it was, from what movie was the movie line, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn"?
Oh, that is going with the wind.
That wasn't the question. How many people, if they stand hand by hand, will it take to go across around the equator?
Oh, yeah, you guys were talking about that next day.
Don't.
Yeah. What is the answer to Steve's question? Was it Gone with the Wind?
Yes. Okay, next question. What was the name of Han Solo's spaceship in Star Wars?
Joe.
I don't watch sci-fi stuff.
Oh, my God. I just lost it. The Millennium Falcon.
You got it. Phew. The Millennium Falcon. 2-0, Joe. Okay, third question. What iconic singer has the same name as a popular American dinner entree featuring ground beef that is often served with mashed potatoes in TV dinners?
What kind of singer has a name like Salisbury Steak? Can you repeat that question?
I have no idea.
Oh, Jared.
Jared?
Meatloaf.
You got it. Oh. Barely. Barely got it. Wow. 2-1. Okay.
Objects in the rearview mirror.
Next question.
Closer than they really are.
Where did the Tennessee Titans relocate from?
Jared. Houston.
You got it. It's 2-2. Ooh. You tied it up.
The FNG's coming back.
Okay, next one. Movie line.
Love is never having to say you're sorry. That's not a movie line.
Yes, it is.
That's what Steve tells his wife every night.
Can you say that one more time?
The line from this movie is, love is never having to say you're sorry.
This is not a movie I would watch.
Nope.
Bob would.
Okay.
It's a total Bob movie.
Or a Kevin movie.
The answer to that is Love Story.
Is that even a real movie?
I never even heard
of
it.
2-2. Next question.
Why were you watching Love Story?
Next question.
You're a grown
give
man.
Give us a line off of Love Story. There's all men in here.
Okay, listen. Next question. Guns N' Roses sang about rain in this cold winter month.
Joe. November.
You got it. 3-2, Joe. Next question is, who holds the Major League Baseball record for most seasons played?
Come on.
I'm not a baseball
fan.
You
know I don't watch baseball.
Who watches baseball?
Nolan Ryan. Okay. Next question. What movie featured Steve Martin as a father stressing out over his daughter's wedding
day?
Joe.
Father of the Bride.
You got it. And that's now 4-2. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah.
4-2. Lunch is on the line. Lunch is on the line. Could be the last question. Okay. Who got jiggy with it?
Jared.
He didn't get Jared got jiggy with it.
Will Smith.
You got it. It's 4-3.
No.
That's right. Okay, here we go. Next question. How many teams are there in the CFL?
Oh, jeez. I have no idea.
Well, how many provinces are there in Canada? How many cities are there in Canada?
I'm not waiting for you to figure out that
okay,
out.
Geez.
You either guess or you're done. Remember, you guess, you lose a point.
Ooh, there can't be that many.
Jared. 8.
Nine.
Come on. Who has an odd number of teams in a league?
So close.
They have a bye week.
4-2. You lost a point. Okay, next question. Who plays the character of Owen in Jurassic Park?
The only reason why he has this question is because his son loves dinosaurs.
That's absolutely correct.
I'm going to take a guess on this one, Jared.
Okay. His name's not Jared. Nope. Wrong.
Come on. I have never watched any of the Jurassic Park things, but I think it's that Chris Pratt guy.
You got it right, bro. Back up to 3.
And I have no idea who Owen is, and I'm never going to watch his Jurassic Park movies.
All right, next question. It's 4-3. Joe's in the lead. Who said players want to play, 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 and haters want to hate?
Jared.
Jared.
An athlete.
Who?
Were you looking for a specific person?
Who's saying
an
it?
Athlete. It's a rapper.
Can you? Is it?
Yeah. Well,
count me as wrong. Can you read that one more time?
Who said players want to play, and haters want to hate?
I don't listen.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay.
Is it not an athlete?
You're back down to two. It's Taylor Swift.
What?
That was Taylor Swift.
You're right. She is not an athlete.
Yep. So you're wrong.
She's a tall glass of water.
Back up to the next category. What team drafted Yamir Yager in 1990?
Jared.
Jared.
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
You got it. Up to 4-3. Okay, next question. Who played the lead role in the movie Dirty Dancing?
Joe.
Jared.
Joe.
Patrick Swayze.
And Joe is the winner.
Wasn't that lady with the nose that got replaced a few years later?
And Joe gets free lunch. And I hate to say it, Jared, but for your first ever podcast,
you get the crown.
With the idiots, you are today's biggest idiot. Although I don't think you're an idiot. You're
I'm so
guy.
Happy to have finally seen you actually say that. I always hear it through a closed door. Right.
It's amusing.
It's really impressive.
Oh, it was pretty good. You guys did well.
Joe, I just want to say congratulations, and I hope you enjoy your Boston cream donuts tomorrow.
I will.
And I'm going to say this, Jared, and I'm not even kidding around. You made this show better than Kevin ever has.
Yeah, because Kevin's a loser.
Kevin just sits there and tries to look too cool in his baseball cap, and then I come in and ask him the next day or the day after, hey, what'd you think of the podcast? Oh, I didn't listen to it. Yeah. So... Now, you might not listen to it either, but...
No. It's a shame that we had to wait till the end here for us to talk about how, you know, how lame that guy is. We should have did that right at the beginning because...
Love you!
He's not going to listen this far into it.
Nope, he
won't. You should start right off the beginning. Like, you know.
Or we can tell him we talked about him at the end of it. He's going to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, right. Well, that's it for today's episode. It's episode 10. I think we did good. I think we did all right. And I thank you very much, Jared, for joining us. And remember, you can check out our website at idiotspod.com. You can send us an email at contact@idiotspod.com. And until next time, Jared, I'm going to tell you something. And I want you to remember, okay? There is no such thing as a stupid question. Only very stupid people who ask stupid questions!
That's really impressive.